Welcome to the show. Holy cow. I'm Mark Becker, and you are listening to The Rational Revolution, as always, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, this is cool. I'm super excited for this guest, because we're this is like announcement season, and we've had some folks that are coming on, running for all sorts of things. And I was telling this person before we got on that this, my guest now, I've had more requests to have this person on than anyone else that I've had on the show since I started doing this like almost 2 years ago. So I have state representative and candidate for governor, Francesca Hong.
Hello. Here.
What is up?
Oh my gosh.
That's a loaded question.
That, I mean, running I like governor. That better than how are you though.
Oh yeah? Yeah.
I will say that it's really cool to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Mark. Thank you. This is, so you've had yourself a week.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about that. What's going on in your world?
It's been a whirlwind. We announced my campaign for governor last Wednesday. Just had a cascade of support from folks all across Wisconsin. I just got the word today that we have over 500 volunteers for our
Whoa.
Campaign.
Seriously?
Yeah, and they're all across the state, which I think is so cool. It's not just Madison. It's you know, I think we had folks all the way from Superior, Sheboygan, our Malibu of the Midwest, and so we're stoked.
Malibu of the Midwest, yeah. I like that.
And we've just hit the ground running. It's been had stops in Hortonville, was up in La Crosse, Sparta, Vernon County. I mean, it's a privilege to be able to.
Yeah.
In all these amazing spaces. This state is beautiful.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're very, very lucky here. So like what prompted this? Why now? What do you want to do?
This is a moment for a movement. And I think right now working class people are recognizing every day that the deck is stacked against them, that the system is rigged. And so what we need is a coalition of working class people across the state coming together to demand the policies that we deserve. And we are focusing on what people are telling us when we go across the state. And regardless of zip code, I'm hearing about public schools and fully funding public schools, universal childcare, and how expensive and inaccessible childcare is right now. We're an aging state. Folks are concerned about long-term care.
Yep.
And then paid leave. You know, we learned, especially during the pandemic, where folks shouldn't have to choose between making their rent payment and taking care of themselves or a loved one when they're sick.
Yeah. So tell us about, what are the, I know you just hit on them now, the pillars of your campaign. Mm-hmm. What are you talking to people about? How are you going to do what you're going to do and all that kind of stuff?
We have to think about how we care for ourselves, who we are caring for, and how we make sure that they still have opportunities to care for themselves and others. And so, especially around the care economy and care infrastructure, I think about the folks who are doing the really hard work of caring for our elders and at-home healthcare workers, mental health care workers. I mean, they shouldn't have to worry about making rent and making less than folks at Quick Trip right now. And so this is about making Wisconsin affordable, making sure working class people have what they need to live the lives that they deserve.
It's interesting that you say that, because my wife has a friend who was a personal health worker for decades, and she works at Quick Trip now. It's a real thing.
I mean, that work is so hard. It takes emotional labor, mental labor, and it's like you can't just turn off taking care for another person.
I was told, like, y'all need to unionize. Yeah, for real. So your background, you're a state representative from Madison. Mm-hmm. How is that?
Working in the state legislature in the minority party is challenging. I often talk about how it's like, I'm banging my head against the marble. Mm-hmm. But that just means I have to work even harder to organize and get out to different parts of the state to listen to the concerns and what people care about in Wisconsin. I'm also a single mom. I'm renting in a majority renter city. I'm a very proud service industry worker, still bartending, line cooking wherever I can.
Yeah.
And I'll always be a community organizer first. And so while the title might be state representative, I'm just out here hustling, working hard, like so many Wisconsinites. And I think it shouldn't be so hard when folks are working so hard to get by.
Yeah, there was an article, I think, that just came out about how, because like in the state legislature, you guys don't get paid a ton. And there was an article, and I didn't read it yet, but it was about how a lot of the state reps and state senators have, you know, side hustles and different jobs and all that kind of stuff. So a friend of mine who's now our dear mayor was the state representative here, and he described being in the minority party as getting your teeth kicked in every day at work. And I asked him that one day, and he looked exhausted. Eric Genrich, shout out. And he's like,
hi, Eric. Sucks.
Yeah, Eric, I love him. He's a wonderful guy. Okay, so you work state representative, getting your teeth kicked in, bang your head against the marble.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At what point did you think that this was something you wanted to do, run for governor?
I think about the moment that we're in.
Yep.
There is deep uncertainty, chaos, and rising crises. When I first ran for office in 2020, it was a similar time. And I saw failure in leadership and government doing harm. You know, there was a lot of threats to public health. Folks, you know, I decided to close my business, and it was really hard for my employees to get unemployment insurance, which they rightfully deserved. And I realized that the system, even as a small business owner, wasn't designed to support me or my staff.
Right.
So the community sent me to serve in the legislature, and I'm finding myself in that moment again where looking at what our state needs is not just a fighter, but someone who's willing to fight alongside folks. This has to be about not just my campaign, but building a coalition to make sure that working class people continue to build power so that we get what we deserve.
Yeah. And that's, it's interesting. There's, I think there's a lot of excitement for that message here on the left. I really do. How's the reception been so far for you? I have 500 volunteers. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah. And we're, you know, just over a week since we announced. I think we have a map right now of where folks have signed up to volunteer and where folks have donated from. And right now, like, our average donation is, you know, $47. And that's cool. Me is about working class people power, grassroots power. But to see folks, you know, this is about how do we combat rising costs, and we have to do it together, and we have to do it with legislation that is transformative and meets the urgency of this moment.
Yeah. And I don't disagree with that. It's interesting when don't take offense to this. When you announced, I didn't know much about you. And so I asked a friend of mine who is way smarter than myself. And I said, but tell me about Francesca Hong. Like, what's her deal? And he's like, she's brilliant. She's great. She's a fighter, service industry person. And he's like, she's part of the Socialist Caucus. And I was like, again, stick with me here. Okay. Stick with me. And then he goes, and she swears a lot. And I was like, yes. I'm like, okay, because I have a terrible mouth. And, you know, it's swearing is like a sport. So this is very difficult to keep it clean for me. And I'm like, all right, let me see what she's got to say. So I started watching your videos and listening to what you had to say. And so I kind of went from, to, all right, how, you know, like what you're advocating for and your positions and all that. They're not nuts, you know? And so how do you go from, you know, this is a purple state. And so let's say that you have success in that primary. How do you get other people like me to go from, to, all right, you know?
Well, Mark, as I'm on the show Rational Revolution, I am going to say many Wisconsinites are ready for practical policies. Practical policies around public education, affordable child care, paid leave. And the biggest one really has been when I talk to folks around long-term care. We are an aging state. And so regardless of political identity, I am going to fight to make sure folks have basic needs met, because I think everyone deserves housing, education, you know, health care. And they should all be cheaper right now. This is, you know, your reaction to hearing is being a democratic socialist, I think, is okay, because we should democratize discomfort, but we should also democratize our economy. And right now it is rigged. It is unfair towards working class people.
Yeah.
And that's why when I say tax the billionaires, this is practical policy. Make them, like, people should pay their fair share of taxes.
Do we have, so we're talking about the governor candidate, Francesca Hong, state representative, and do we have enough billionaire? Now, you're going to lose that demographic, by the way, the billionaires.
I'm going to push back on that a little bit. Yes, I think, you know, I'm pretty charming.
Well, I don't doubt that. Yeah.
But I'm also a chef. And I think that I can bring people around a table. I'm a community connector. You ask folks in Madison and even outside of Madison, like, that is truly, it's about bringing people to the table. And I think I can get some billionaires there, and we can talk about practical policy.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I don't want to, we're getting to a break here, because I do want to talk about that. And I think that the more people hear some of these ideas and the more people have, I mean, you know, and I was a Republican. I was a chairman of the Republican Party here in Brown County. And I was always someone who, even though I was on the conservative side, I was pro-marriage equality. I was pro-women's rights. So I was the guy that was trying to push people out of their comfort zone, because it does make sense to be able to do that. And if you can do that respectfully and have that conversation, you know, people can go from, ugh, to, oh, okay.
Well, and clearly swearing brings people together. And so I'm not stopping that. I get asked it all the time. I'm just like, I'm sorry, in these times, if you're not swearing, I'm kind of skeptical.
Yes. I have a terrible mouth.
We're both service industry. Oh, working in the kitchen, I'm pretty sure every other word. If you're a politician, same thing.
Right, right. So that's absolutely correct. 1,000,000% here on the Rational Revolution. We are talking with state representative and candidate for governor, Francesca Hong. Stick around. We're going to talk about some of the stuff. How do we get from ugh to oh? We're going to hit that on the other end of the break here. Thank you so much for sticking around. Ask me for a contract.